We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It actually gave me a bit of depression because I went on and I was like, oh, they still have my profile up. And I looked and I was like, London ages it, girls.
London will slap years onto your
succubus.
Face. Honestly, girls, if you're contemplating moving to London, lovely city, whatever.
Set some money aside for Botox.
Like, just keep a little pot. That's all we'll say.
Keep a little pot for the Botox, girlies.
A Botox pot.
I can't unsee the pics.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
Perpetual darkness, girlies.
Guys, I know everyone's bathed from saying it, but where is the day gone?
The sun is clocking off too early.
Doesn't know where she is, doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
She's taking it easy.
And it's just rude.
It's so rude.
Like, you've one job, son. Just hang around for a few more hours.
Hang around. We need you the most now.
And I know there's all this, like, winter solstice carry on, but, like, sorry, stop it.
But why can't we just spend one day where we go, okay, let's just move the clocks back loads.
I know,
so
just
that
do
it's
it.
Not dark at 4 o'clock and I get seasonal depression.
You know what? It would help a lot of us out. I don't understand why we're not doing it.
I don't like it at all.
Sorry, but if the bear in the big blue house could determine when that moon is to come out at the end of the episode, then surely someone can do something here. Speaking of which, I love that song.
Hello, moon.
The moon, the bear and the big blue house.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be waiting for you to come.
I always thought the bear in the big blue house was a bit of a fuckboy.
Really?
Pure annoying. I bet he screams at his wife.
The only reason I'm thinking of Bear in the Big Blue House is because someone put up during the week with the Bear in the Big Blue House crisps and said that since they took those off the shelves, nothing has been right in the world. And it's true.
It's been downhill from there.
I have a bit of a confession to make. I remember because my mum never bought those crisps. We were more of a Tato Palm Bear kind of gaff. And I didn't even like palm bears. And I remember...
Blasphemy.
Really? Did you like them?
Yeah.
And I remember one time, I was such a fat kid, I remember going in at lunchtime when everyone else was in the yard to go in and rob one of the lads' lunch who had Bear in the Big Blue House crisps because I loved them that much.
Did you get caught?
No, I ran in and ate them. Yummy.
Tastes nice when they're free.
I can't remember who owned them. So sorry if it was you when you're listening.
Dead.
I'm sorry, but I needed them.
Do you think the moon is allergic? The moon's pure crying, reading all the tweets about the sun. Like, because it's like, the sun's gone in too early. The moon's like, what about me, girls?
The moon's getting an awful hard time, God love her.
We still love you, moon, like, but...
Love you, Luna, girly.
Love you, Luna.
Love you, Luna, but honestly, calm down.
Also, you can go away early too.
Yeah, exactly. So, girlies, I haven't been feeling the best all week.
Don't talk about it.
No, see, the thing is, I said to you that I wasn't going to talk about it, but it's only to talk about my next bit because I've actually felt drastically better.
Kevin
since
comes
I was able
into
to leave
the kitchen
the
other day and he's like,
no.
I'm really sick.
I actually didn't even let you know about it.
I'm really sick. Me,
PJ,
right.
Basically.
I think I got corona.
No, puts himself on this high horse. What are you saying that for? I'm actually going to punch your head in.
What?
Yeah.
Kevin!
Because you know I'm not like that.
Don't say punch your head in.
Yeah, well, I will. So you better watch out.
You better not cry.
But girls, I woke up feeling like a bag of dicks Monday morning. I just wasn't able. And we'd been drinking on the Saturday night. And I was thinking, couldn't be a 2-day hangover. And I don't know whether it's because I'd seen this pamphlet before in the doctors or the dentists about someone thinking they had a 2-day hangover, but it was actually meningitis. So whatever way I woke up, any time I think I have a 2-day hangover, I just go into panic mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I was panicking. So I was like, I swear I wasn't out of the bed 2 minutes and I was feeling so bad. And I literally just booked in for a COVID test ASAP. Now, it turns out she was negative, so I was actually dying sick with something else. But you put yourself on this high horse because you're like, oh my God, I never get sick. My immune system is like, no, it's not, babe.
But have I been sick?
No, yeah, you have.
Prove it.
You have. It just didn't tie in with an episode.
Prove it, babe.
There's no pride to be taken in not being sick.
I just don't get sick.
You say that you're so dumb. You can't.
Babe.
Babe, everyone gets sick.
Except me.
No, because you do.
How was the COVID test, though? Tell us.
You know what? It's actually grand. Now,
really? Everyone says that they like plough your face with
the brush. No, because I had to do it myself, first of all. Now, the only traumatising part about it was the fact that your man doing it with me was 2 metres away. First of all, he was a youth. He was about 17 and he wasn't very confident. And he had a mask on. I couldn't hear a word.
They sent the intern in to do the test.
My ears were already a bit kind of... it's kind of like a head cold situation. And then I had a mask on. And then at the start, he was like, blow your nose. And I was like, what? He's like, blow your nose. And I was like, okay. And there was like a tissue there and I blew my nose. And I thought it was like, you know, they were going to examine the snot. Yeah. And he just went, put it in the bin. And I was like,
Your nose was running. It was wrecking my head.
But that was actually one of the steps. But all in all, it just had to swab the back of my like tonsils or whatever a few seconds. And then I had to like shove the same swab up my nose and kind of fire back. Now, I was just getting like the sneezes. Or, like I had to sneeze from doing it. But all in all, it was grand. I was actually surprised how far I could put it up my nose.
When you put the cotton bud back your throat and you didn't gag and just looked at him in the face, was he up to 90? You just like this swallowing the cotton bud. Oh, babe, I'm used to this.
Me, no gag reflex on. Look at this.
You just winked at him.
So it was actually grand all in all. And I'm COVID-free.
COVID-free?
Yeah, I was just a bit under the weather.
Now, I wanted to be there for you, but I wanted to be there for you at a distance.
The only good thing to come out of it was that I didn't feel guilty for just staying in my bed all day watching TV, and I managed to bay through a load of, and I know I'm years behind girlies, Handmaid's Tale.
I didn't watch it with you, but I know what's going on because every now and again from my room I would hear, oh, what's she doing that for, this stupid bitch? Again, I'm not watching it anymore. I'm not. No. And I was like, Kevin.
It's because I was so hooked on the first season. It is definitely worth watching, girlies. Now, a bit traumatic. But the second season then, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but it all becomes a bit cyclical.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, I'm not able for it. It's a bit Groundhog Day. Do you know what I mean? That's why I'm trying to escape at the moment. I don't want to have to view it again. No, but girlies, definitely worth the watch. All I'll say is, may the Lord open. Blessed be the fruit. Girlies, if you know, you know.
I need to watch it, I think.
I feel like you need to watch it because that was one of the shows that so many people had recommended to me. But I think I just saw it as a trick.
I do love that actress, though.
Elizabeth Moss.
She's amazing.
Also, she spells Elizabeth with an S, which I love.
What do you mean?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
She's not Elizabeth, she's Elizabeth.
No consideration for the girlies with the list.
No consideration for me, but I also love it just because she's going against the grain.
I saw her at a talk in Austin, at South by Southwest last year.
Oh, did you?
Very lovely.
That was the year before.
Yeah, the year before last. No. Last year.
Yeah, it's just a long year. Last year.
It's been a long year.
It's been a long year, girls.
We don't know what day it is.
But we're hanging in there.
Yeah, we're grand.
And nearly Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even counting down to Christmas. I'm counting down to when our lockdown over here is over and I can go back to the gym.
Yeah, you love the gyms.
I love the gyms.
And I'd be getting pure muddy outside. It was grand during the summer doing the home workouts. And you'd be out in the sun and you'd be going to the park. Like, we're only out in the back. And see, the thing is, there's something going on with our pipes. So anytime we have the washing machine on, all of the excess kind of just ends up in the back garden, which doesn't sound great. And we're kind of just doing push-ups in it, so it's kind of a bit...
I'm just sick of throwing kids off the monkey bars so I can do a few pull-ups. I just want to go back to the gym. They be doing... And as well, there's this one child in the playground who's a mog, because he'd be on the monkey bars, and he clearly knows I want to do the pull-ups, like, share the monkey bars, and he'd be swinging on it, and I can't be like, can you get off? Because his mum's like, they're built for him, not for you, you know what I mean?
But also, how do children have the energy to do the monkey bars? I was never able to do the monkey bars growing up.
But he's like that. He's like a skin flint.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's all upper strength. I remember I actually slipped off the handlebars in when I was in France. on a holiday and I landed on my back and I thought it was the end of my life. I couldn't breathe a word. Honestly.
Oh my god, but you're unreal now. Should you be sitting in a handstand for about 20 years these days?
No, I think the pull-ups are still V-hard.
Kevin lives upside down these days. No, I don't. Every time I come in to make a cup of tea, all I see is Kevin's feet outside the kitchen window.
No, I'm doing them all up against the wall.
You're very that. You're going to be one of those girlies on Instagram now who just do handstands all the time.
The thing is, I'm fearing for myself if I can actually do the free handstands because I'm not going to stop with the content. I'm going to be doing TikToks of me just doing handstands everywhere.
And it's very impressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who follows handstand accounts of just loads of people doing handstands?
I think it's really hot, babe.
But it's the weirdest thing ever. I don't want, like, once I see you do a handstand once, I'm like, amazing.
No, I never grow tired of it.
Oh, really?
It's
the backbends for me.
The backbends that you like?
I just think that's the coolest thing ever.
I just think, like, lads who be pure flexible is kind of just unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, I reckon why I'm not too great at the handstands is because of my tiny hands. Whereas any of the lads who see doing the handstands have big bear claws and they'd be gripping the earth.
Hip on Kevin's hands to come.
Also, girlies, you'll be delighted to hear that we finally sorted out some more merch.
Woo!
We're doing some hoodies and girlies, the jury's out. They're stunning.
They are stunning.
What does the jury's out mean?
I don't know what you're on
about. Does that mean it's undecided?
Yeah. It should be the jury's, the verdict
the jury's
is
in. Yeah. Anyway, they are stunning. There's a black and a pink hoodie and oh my god.
And you can get them up to sizes double XL. So girls, you can even do a jumper dress situation and try on some knee-high boots in the Ariana Grande. We're running it for a week through EverPress.
Yeah.
And then we're going to cut it off on Sunday night to try and get as many of them to you before Christmas as possible.
Yeah, we can only run it for a week because obviously coming up to Christmas, deadlines are going to be tight. I know the post office are up to 90 trying to get everything sorted before Santa comes. So you only have a week to order them.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to be going around in my hoodie.
Pure snug as a bug.
Pure comfy, pure warm going around. And also just, I love the idea of wearing my own merch.
Me too.
I know, that's handling it.
Mortified. Okay, girlies, let's get into this week's theme.
Let's.
The theme for this week is drinking culture.
Alexa, play Hangover by Tayo Cruz.
Where's he gone?
Where is he? He had a few bops.
Hangover by Tayo Cruz from Spotify.
Speak here up, we girly. Go. She sends Hangover, isn't it? Hangover, whoa!
Very peppy for having a hangover.
Yeah, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe he sang it the day after again. Whoa! Empty cup, pour me some more.
But he's hungover.
He doesn't hang over, does he?
No, he is. He's just doing the hair of the dog.
I hate the hair of the dog.
This is such a song that people used to play in Ibiza.
Oh yeah.
Very that.
Tyler Cruz is very Ibiza.
Very that.
He's
energy.
Over there with Craig David and he. And that Lineker fella, the weirdo. You know, the old fella, Gary Lineker's brother.
Yeah.
Wayne. Go, go, go. Robot.
Very robot. Jump. Cannons.
You do it.
Cannons. Cannons.
Open fan.
Yeah. Bouncy balls in the pool party.
Yes.
That vibe.
A random girl in skates.
Everyone on MDMA with sunglasses on.
Every music video we do, I want to have someone on skates.
Oh, really?
Alexa, stop. There's a fella who be skating around Stratford. Have you ever seen him? The coolest guy you've ever seen in your life going
Mysterious
around.
Mysterious skater.
He's so hot. He's so good at skating. Now, the only thing is, he doesn't really follow the rules of the road. Every time he kind of, he'd just be scooting down onto the main road and I'd be kind of like, oh, you better be careful. But honestly, like, the thing is, I had a pair of skates when I was like 17, 18. I didn't take them off me for the whole summer, but I didn't look that cool. And I thought I looked that cool.
I just could never stop in skates. You were getting into all the walls.
It's the stopping for me.
It's the stopping for me.
That should put me off then.
Where is Tayo Cruz?
I don't know, but he had some bops.
But that song is literally about just waking up the day after drinking and being like, get me the hair of the dog.
And see, are you good for that? Because you know I'm no good for the hair of the dog. Like, I couldn't think of anything worse than drinking the day after drink.
You can't drink 2 days in a row, which I think is the funniest thing ever.
But guys, like, I literally can't drink 2 consecutive days.
You can't, even if it's like 2 consecutive evenings.
I can kind of do it on halls. Which sounds, I just can't do it, because the thing is, I just can't do it. Like, if I was having 1 or 2 drinks, I'd be fine, and then 1 or 2 drinks. But I just, no, I don't like it.
Really?
Whereas, like, you'd be waking up the morning after and you'd be down in the pint and be like, come on, session.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't. I want brunch the morning after.
With?
I can't think of drink the morning after.
You love a Bloody Mary.
I hate Bloody Marys. Was that the best Alexa bot we could have picked for the drinking app?
There's a few drink songs. What else?
Cheers by Rihanna featuring Avril Lavigne.
Is Rihanna?
Yeah.
Is it Avril?
No, I just spread a rumor that it was.
I love that rumor though. Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
What other songs about drinking are there? I feel like Kesha has a few.
Kesha, she was always drunk, was she? Hashtag free Kesha. Oh, if you like pina coladas.
Oh, yeah.
Getting caught. Sorry, now. Number one, who likes pina coladas? They're disgusting.
They're manky.
And also, who likes getting caught in the rain? Nobody. So, like, very small pool that he's fishing from there in that song.
Sometimes, actually, now that we're speaking of hangovers, have you ever been dying of a hangover and praying for rain and wouldn't you love to just go out and throw yourself on the footpath and just lie in the rain?
No.
To cure it. No?
No. I do sometimes romanticise, like, my life when I get caught in the rain.
Yeah.
Like, it starts raining and I'm, like, running and I'm, yeah, like, the music is playing in my headphones and I'm, like, just romanticising my life. And yeah, it happened the other day to me and I got a coffee and I stood under a shelter and I was listening to Fleetwood Mac and I was,
I
like,
love that,
I was
for
that
you.
Girl, you know?
Yeah. Or being inside in a coffee shop and it raining and just, yeah, thinking I'm the main character.
Literally.
I'd be like, everyone's wondering what my next move's going to be.
But anyway, girls, so we're doing an episode on drinking culture, the good sides and the laugh you have, but also the bits you have to take serious.
Yeah.
But let's do the funny bits first, right?
I thought this was just funny bits.
What's your favourite drink?
What's my fave drink? It is a G&T. I love Hendrix.
Okay. I love gunpowder.
Do you?
Yeah, that's what's lovely. That? That's what you get in Aldi.
Oh, is this?
Back home. No, you get in Lidl back home.
Oh, is this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do you be drinking Lidl gin?
When I go home.
Do you be going to Lidl at home?
Yeah.
What Lidl's near a gaff?
Up in Farranry.
Oh, the Farranry one. I was thinking, do you go into town for us?
No. We'd pick this up offline, will we?
Girlies, this is a game changer, okay? When all this is over and you're going to the girlies' houses and you're rocking up to pre-drinks. Girlies, anyone can bring a lime to pre-drinks. You want to start rocking up with a cucumber. First of all, just the novelty of it, to be walking around with a big cucumber rocking up to pre-drinks with the girlies. And then also, now the only thing is, you have to make sure, check in advance, that the girlies there have a mandolin for doing the stunning slices. Because otherwise it's not worth it, because you don't want to chop it like a carrot.
You don't want to chop it like the spam put on your eyes. Maybe the next morning, another use.
But that's what I was going to say, because then the next morning, then you, if you have some left over, or if you didn't get the ride that night and you want to go back, half a cucumber left in the fridge. Stunning behaviour. No, obviously. But I do love gin, tonic, cucumber. What's yours?
Ice, obviously.
Yeah, ice. But now you're pedantic about ice. But the thing is, if my tonic is being refrigerated, I can get by. I do love, like,
no,
obviously if the ice
you're
is there,
a pig,
I'll have it.
And I'm sorry. You
what
need
you want
ice in your beverage.
You freak out about the ice?
I need ice. I need the ice. I have, I love gin and tonic as well, right? But it's not, it doesn't excite me.
But you're into the beers, you're into
I
the
love a beer.
Ales.
I love, yeah, I like a lot of different drinks. I love wine, but like, yeah, if I was to say, it's my thing's seasonal. So yeah, right now, looking forward to the mulled wine era.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to. In summer, I'm an Aperol Spritz, yeah, and Pale Rosé gal.
Yeah, I do love my Pale Rosé in the summer.
Okay.
And I do love a glass of Raid if I was having a drink by myself. Because the thing is, it's not a social drink for me because I'd be wrecked after the red wine. There's something in it that just makes the eyelids heavy.
But also, it also makes me arrogant. I feel,
yeah,
like my IQ goes soaring when I drink the red.
Yeah, you just feel like you're above everyone.
Literally,
when you're drinking a Merlot.
You take one sip, you get some glasses. You take, yeah, another sip, you get a cardigan. You take another sip, you're wearing chinos. You go that way,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
It's that kind of vibe.
It's because the tea is silent in Merlot. I feel like that's why you get the air of arrogance about you, because you're like, oh my God, I don't even need the tea in it.
I'm dead.
Do you know what I mean? When I was growing up, I had to lie about liking spirits, because for some reason, I don't know if this is like a universal thing. Well, I remember actually, because Paul Drake's dad was the same. My dad hated the idea of me drinking spirits. He used to call him shorts. He'd be like, he'd always ask me the day after, he'd be like, what were you drinking now last night? And I'd have to go, oh, pints. Like, I never touched a pint. I've never ordered a pint in a night out. Like, the furthest I've ventured has been a fruity cider. I can't do pints at all.
They're so nice though when you get into
They're
them.
They're not.
They are. No. And I'm not an ales gal. I'm not a pale, not a pale ale's gone very filling. I do like a like nice lager though.
But my dad just had this like vendetta against, I think it was because he was like, he saw them as being really messy.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And also, it also hinted to the fact that I was a raging faggot, didn't it? That I was getting gin and slim on a night out. And even as well with my sister, he hated the idea of her drinking spirits.
Does he drink?
See, that's the thing. My dad doesn't drink.
Okay.
Never has. And I think that's the reason that I
was like, nah.
Was so adamant about like taking the pledge and I didn't actually drink till I was 18. I think it's something to do with my dad maybe not drinking. I was kind of like, oh, maybe I'll do that.
What does your drink say about you? You know what I mean? Like, if I see people's drinks, I'm like, oh my God, she's drinking a rum and coke. She's chaos.
She's looking to commit havoc.
For number one, she's on top.
She's on top. She's running cowgirl.
After fighting a bitch.
Yeah.
Like rum and coke are the chaotic girlies.
Rum and coke is kind of crazy.
Captain Morgan's and coke, they're crazy.
The vodka Red Bull girlies.
Vodka Red Bull girlies.
Are the girlies who are going to be eating the ear off you in the smoking area.
And they do anal. I don't make the rules.
Can you say that?
I don't make the rules.
Oh my God. I think my drink of choice says that. I'm a faggot. I don't know why is it, because the thing is, right, I think there's just something stunning about me ordering a gin and slim.
And as well, for me, it's just like, if I drink vodka, I'm going to fight a bitch. So like, I know what different spirits do to
me. That's the thing, yeah.
So like, gin doesn't make me as depressed as the others.
Yeah, see, that's the thing for me as well. You know what I mean? I came off the vodka. I used to always be doing the vodka, Diet Coke, I think.
But they say gin to make you sin. Really? I don't know, did they just say that because it rhymes.
It rhymes, presumably.
But I got told that when I started drinking gin.
Really?
Someone pulled me aside and goes, gin to make you sin.
When was the first time you drank alcohol?
I think I talked about this before, but it was like a tradition in my primary school that when you take the pledge that you're not going to drink, you drink that night, right? So my friend's brother bought us a litre of Blue Wicked between us. So it was obviously like nothing.
Yeah.
So we drank some of it and we all pretended we were drunk.
Love
and
it.
One fella drank some washing up liquid and everything thinking he was mad, pretending he was moldy. I was skitting.
And then I think
we had some peach snaps that night as well.
Love it.
My friend Jamie's man's peach snaps.
We had very Real Housewives.
Very that energy.
Real Housewives of Farron Rae.
I was like, oh my God, I can get into this drinking business if we're having schnapps.
Sorry, but that's glamour. That's a series waiting to happen.
That's glamour.
I love it.
But yeah, so it was sixth class. I'm just kidding, it was sixth class.
Sixth class?
But then we didn't go like proper drinking to like secondary school.
Yeah.
But that's when the chaos started to happen.
So what age was that when you were like, when you remember actually properly going bushing?
I don't know my age. I just remember like waiting outside the offie and you'd be like shitting because you'd have to go up to people and be like,
no.
Excuse me, you're going to the off license for me. And sorry now, what crazy, crazy older person saw like 14-year-olds outside the off license and was like, oh, I'm going to buy them loads of naggins of vodka. Like, who would be like, yeah, I will.
Yeah, I remember the lads when they used to do it, because the thing is, like, I missed out on all like that bushing experience. Like, I still used to go, but I used to dread it because I used to be like, everyone used to be running around the gaff and I used to be like, oh, and I used to be like, oh my God, or I'd be on the phone to their mouths being like, yeah, you need to collect her or whatever, you know what I mean? But what they used to do was anytime they got someone to go get drink for them, you'd have to let them keep the change or whatever.
Yeah, we had a regular person who used to go for us and we all get our naggins or like the lads would get their like cans or whatever and then they just keep the change.
Yeah, we had like one of the lads that was kind of in our friendship group at the time, like he was kind of minted and I think his mam had like a wine cellar. So a lot of the time they used to just take it from his man's wine cellar. And she used to know because I think she used to import from France.
Oh, excuse me. So they were drinking like a Cab Sav.
They were drinking expensive wines. So looking back, I'm nearly like, ugh.
No, we used to have like the Glens and the Hussar vodka, which is like game stripper. And then we used to do this chaotic thing. Did any girlies do it when you were younger? It was like this rumor went around that if you downed your nagging when you were spinning around in a circle, you get more drunk. And I'm like, no, babe, you just get dizzy.
I think we need to caveat that with don't do it, maybe.
Oh, don't do it,
well,
obviously,
actually, who's going to be listening and doing that anyway? Drinking games at Christmas.
You think they were mad because they downed the nagging and spin around and be like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. And I'm like, no, Kevin, you're dizzy.
I don't get it. Why would you be doing that?
And then just all the lads in the Royal Dutch. But that, I just think that's kind of hot.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it?
What, and then, what were the ones with the big, huge plastic bottles?
Flagons. Flagons were sexy.
Flagons were kind of hot.
They were, weren't they?
There's a fella in our park who used to always have a flagon down the woods.
So hot.
That's the name of the year, Flagging Down the Woods.
Flagging Down the Woods.
All the flas had the flagons.
I was always a Club Orange and Vadi girl.
Were you?
Yeah, I've grown up.
Starting off, I had the Copperberg, because I was like, fruity.
I love it.
She's a fruity gal. But then the thing is, the cider is like, they wreak havoc with the justice system.
On the stomach, honestly, girlies.
They need to come with a warning label. So then moved on to the Malibu.
Malibu.
Shout out to all the Malibu girlies. Let's play Malibu.
People who drink Malibu are pretentious.
Really?
Yeah.
I just drank it because I had it with the Coke and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm on Halls. Picture me drinking a nagging a Malibu down the Mangala in the woods, pretending I'm on Halls. No need for it. When I took the pledge initially, I don't know why I was so determined on actually seeing it through.
Because you were goody two shoes growing up and you still kind of are.
But I don't think it was to do with being a goody two shoes. I think it was, I don't know, I think I was actually kind of, because we were discussing this the other night. I used to say my prayers
the whole time,
through secondary school as well.
Yeah, you were quite religious growing
up. So I do think the church had a bit of a hold on me, to be honest, and me being an altar boy and stuff. Not anything weird. I always caveat that, don't I?
It's kind of sus how much you caveat.
How much I do it. But as well, I remember when they came round to like go on about taking the pledge, when like the priest came round to whatever, say you were going to do it. But I remember, like, that in itself is just so weird. Like, why is the priest coming around and telling you not to drink?
And he'd be up getting on the altar the whole time.
I mean,
how come you can be drinking the whole time and I can't even have a glass of my dinner?
Maybe you have to lead by example. Look at you telling the red wine.
Do you ever see, lads, when the priest drinks the red wine? Because I'm sure that's the only time they can drink it or something, is it? Because they'd be nearly licking the chalice. They'd be making love to it. I used to be skitting at them on the altar. They'd be like, They'd be licking the chalice, lads. They'd be nearly squeezing it dry. And then they'd polish the glass and put it away without even washing it.
Like, that's the thing, because I had to go up with the water and the wine and they'd be washing it with a bit of the water and stuff, and I'm kind of going, and they'd nearly be whipping a hanky out of their sleeve, and I'm kind of going, should we run this through a dishwasher maybe? There was obviously expensive glass, so maybe not dishwasher safe. But at the same time, we could have given it a scrub.
We could have given it a scrub.
You know, like the sacristan inside with somebody looking for things to do.
Oh, because you were an altar server. Was it good wine they used to get our cheap oil, York?
I don't know. Like, I didn't go with them on the trips to source it, surprisingly. But I'd imagine it was just run of the mill.
I'm sorry now if I'm a priest and I'm dedicating my life to Christ, you're getting me a bottle of wine. That's stunning.
Stunning.
Actually, I want it straight from the Vatican, crushed by the Pope's feet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We want those grapes to be of divine origin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're so right.
We do need to talk about the chef's kiss of drinking when you're younger is when you learned how to make a fat frog.
When you learn how to do a fat frog, which we used to get them on holidays, like.
Yeah, when you get the Bacardi Breezer, you get the Smirnoff Ice and you get the Wicked and you mix them together and it's a fat frog.
No, it's diabetes, babe. That's so much sugar. That's one of the things we're drinking as well. It's the sugar, girls.
It's the sugar for me.
There's so much sugar.
You're not drunk, babe. You're just hyper.
That's what it is half the time. Or do you ever find, like, some nights you come home after night drinking, you won't be able to sleep. It's because, like, you'd be after consuming so much sugar.
But why don't we still drink, like, Smirnoff Ice Bacardi Breezer? They were gorgeous. A Bacardi Breezer, an orange one, just reminds me of Costa del Sol.
No, West Coast Cooler, hun, is where it's at.
West Coast Cooler Rosé?
No, not the Rosé, just the regular. They were, like, the kind of alcohol poppy types.
Okay.
They were stunning.
I remember we used to mix West Coast Cooler with vodka.
See, some people did that. That's chaos.
I think the reason, though, it's like when people, like Irish people especially, binge drink when they're younger is because it's too shunned. It's like weird extremes. Like, so it's like when you're younger, like you can't drink till you're 18, you can't drink, take the pledge, you can't drink all this stuff. And then people in France will be having a glass of red with their dinner and talking to their parents about where the origin of the red wine is from. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm lying face down in a field in my own piss. You know what I mean? Like, there needs to be a happy medium.
Yeah.
Like, I think if Irish families were more just like, oh, you can have a beer when you're like 15 or whatever, it might be a bit more relaxed. You wouldn't be going out binge drinking then with your friends.
Now, I was taking a look at Drink Aware before this, just so we're
she does her research.
And apparently around 30% of people's first drinks happens within the home.
With the parents' permission?
With the parents' guidance, yeah, okay. And them like letting them have it. They just tell you to try and prolong the age of first use in general because of like later effects on the brain or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so why did our mums dip our dummies in whiskey? That's like an Irish thing, isn't it?
But that's only if you have a toothache, isn't it? Or if you're crying the whole time.
Or if you're wrecking your mum's head and she just pops the whiskey dummy into your mouth.
Well, I don't know. Did your mum do it a lot?
I think she did a bit, like. Not the whole time, but like definitely once or twice.
I don't know, yeah. But like also, what's
me
the whiskey
me
on
at
the
age
dummy?
Two, me. What year was this, ma'am? Doesn't taste like Jameson.
You were a connoisseur.
I was a whiskey connoisseur at the age of two. Do you know what event nearly turned me off drinking forever?
Ma.
The Debs.
Oh my god.
It's the most chaotic. Everyone's just, it's like putting a load of wild animals. Why yeah. do, why do any hotel venues take on a Debs?
Take on Debs.
Or a
grads.
Debutante ball over here or whatever.
Or
what's over here?
Squires, they're called up the country, I think.
Or like prom.
A prom over here.
Yeah, for people in America, girlies, it's our prom. But like, chaos.
But also, I want to point out that the Debs in grad season was the best time of my life. Because I used to go around, I used to love seeing like what the girls would be getting dolled up in.
But I feel like your night peaked after you met the parents. You loved meeting the mums and dads and them loving you.
But I just loved going out for a three-course meal with the gang. Do you know what I mean? And I just thought it was a scream, like, in the teachers being there
yeah.
and stuff. I had the best time of my life at the St. Angela's Debs. And I went with Bette Walsh and she took me and I was a raging homosexual and everyone knew it. But she knew she was going to have a scream and boy, did she have a night to remember.
Everyone knew, though, you were safe, Bette, to invite you to the Debs.
Oh, my God. Like, the thing is, the gays thrived in Debs and
yeah.
grad season because all the girlies were trying to get their hands in the games because they knew we weren't going to be trying anything at the end of the night. They knew they could just go out, have fun. They knew they'd be able to introduce them to their parents.
Yeah.
And that we'd chat away.
Mm-hmm.
They knew we'd be charming. Also, they knew we could go and have a dance like later in the eve. You know what I mean? We take all the boxes.
Love it.
Got the corsages that matched the dress we weren't rocking
and
up with some
stunning.
Random colour. They were stunning.
Now, I tried to go a bit too alt with my Deb's shirt and I think I got a silk one. And
oh,
the pics
silk.
Are shocking.
Were you sweating in the silk?
I was sweating
were you
in the
drinking
silk.
Sweat?
I think, because like obviously we couldn't go to our grads when we were like out, we should throw like a grads like 50th anniversary and all the gay lads who were gay in school. A gads.
That doesn't have a nice
no,
ring to
it. No, it doesn't.
A gay grads.
A gay grads. A GG. A GG.
We're going to have a kiki in the GG.
And we'll throw it in Ireland and everyone who's gay and went to their grads can go with their fella now.
I love that. But that's just
or like
a reunion. Like
anyone on the LGBTQ plus spectrum.
Yeah, but that's just like a reunion, right?
Yeah, but they don't do them in Ireland, do they?
No, and I don't know. Do we think reunion should be a thing?
Well, half of my year is probably in prison, are they? Like, I love them on, but like, it was a bit rough. So we'd have to Skype them in.
Maybe you could hold it at the prison.
Oh, yeah.
Now, could you?
Jailhouse Rock.
Kind of vibes.
Elvis tribute.
Yes.
Stunning. We all get dressed up like policemen versus inmates.
Yeah, inmates vibes.
Love that.
A load of orange.
Load of orange.
And as well, you could still do like rock the boat and stuff if people's legs were chained.
Stunning.
You could do
so,
a conga.
Pupils in orange, teachers in the police outfit.
Love.
Stunning. Miss Harrington, it'll only work if you say you'd come because you're the life of the party.
You.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Love Miss Harrington.
She's
does
an
she
angel.
Listen?
I hope she does.
I hope
she definitely
does
doesn't.
Too.
She's too busy.
Really?
She was holding that school up with her bare hands.
Oh, bless her.
Do you prefer having a few drinks at home with your friends or like going out and having a laugh?
Definitely going out having a laugh with the girlies.
I love the social aspect.
Yeah, going out having a few drinks, having a dance, going to my gay bars, being with my people and just having a scream. I feel so sorry for people who grow up and don't get to go to the gay bars.
It's just so much better. And I know we're biased, but like, yeah, they're just way better.
It's just way better. And I remember even like the tease of the gay bar, like in Cork before I was out. And I remember every night it was almost like this magnetic effect or this hold it used to have over me, especially if I was after a few drinks. I'd always like, if I was wandering down Washington Street, I'd be like drawn to Chambers. Do you know what I mean? Because I didn't know what was going on in there.
I'm the same. And oh my god, that's so weird. So like, I'd be like in Havana's, which is a club around the corner from where I used to work, and I'd be so drunk coming out of it, and I'd sit on the courthouse steps across the road from this gay bar in Cork, and I'd just look at the door of people walking there, and they look like they're having a scream, and I wanted to be in there, but I couldn't go in there because I wasn't out. And I just remember like being drunk and staring at it.
Yeah, and you'd be walking past and they'd be playing absolute bops inside, and then the gaff that you just came from, they're busy playing Mr. Brightside. Do you know what I mean?
That's it. So when you're in a gay bar or club, you have unreal bops. The drinks are usually cheaper.
Drinks are cheap. Why are the drinks cheaper in gay bars?
I don't know.
Is it because we're sounder?
Maybe.
Maybe it's that.
And you just have a laugh.
But also they have entertainment with the drag queens.
There's entertainment. It's just the elite. It's the elite part of a club and a pub.
Also, people weren't mocking me because I wasn't wearing any socks. Do you know what I mean? Because... girlies, I know that's kind of commonplace nowadays. Nowadays, I would rarely go out with the puff socks, with the hidden socks or whatever.
Thank God.
But I'm not trying to say that I was the one to bring this to Cork, but I brought pop socks to Cork because I can remember wearing them
You brought the virus to Cork.
Wearing them with my black and green Vans and my spray-on skinnies from Top Man and ankles on show.
That
and then
sounds
it took off.
Like chaos.
It took off, what can I say?
Fashionista,
I was setting the trends.
I think what I love most about the bars though, like never mind the music, never mind the bops and the drinks and stuff, I just feel really safe there.
Yeah.
Like it's a safe space and I've never felt like that in a straight bar. And I still sometimes when I'm in a straight bar, you have to like almost like caution yourself, but you'd be like...
Yeah, check yourself as well.
Check yourself a bit, whereas like in a gay bar, like I'm like, whoa,
oh
my
God, yeah, I'm the gayest and my eyes are flying everywhere.
Sometimes I have to peel it back a bit in the gay bar.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost too free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm almost too loose. I know what you mean.
There's only so many times you can drop into a split, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And the thing is as well, that's why gay clubs and gay bars are so important, is because they are... safe spaces for people. In one sense, it's weird in that the safe spaces for the community are kind of solely kind of based around drink, reading,
yeah,
more or less,
mm-hmm,
which can be kind of chaotic. But gay bars were the first places where people felt like really comfortable to be themselves,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? There was nothing else. That's why I suppose there is that culture in the queer community.
Yeah.
That it revolves around drink, you know what I mean? A lot of it.
Yeah, you're so right. There's such a need for like... queer spaces that don't revolve around drink or drugs, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? So that's why like last week these like queer like sports teams and stuff like this are so important, because they,
mm-hmm,
allow us to meet other like-minded queer people,
mm-hmm,
and make us feel safe in a space that doesn't have alcohol in it, you,
yeah,
know what I mean?
Exactly that.
Now I would say that we should rename them queer bars, because it's not,
yes,
just, it's not just for the gayest girlies, it's for everyone on the LGBTQ,
mm-hmm,
spectrum.
And allies, but also allies only come in if you're coming in with your queer friend and you're supporting them. Don't be coming in on your Hindus. Do you know what I mean? Enough of the Hindus.
Unless one of the hens is queer.
Yeah. Now, I'm on about the hetero hens.
Oh, okay.
Girlies, I know you're out for a good time, but just go to some other bar and cause chaos. Don't be causing it in our safe queer spaces.
Do you know what's weird though? I'm more hungover if I've been in a straight bar or club the night before than if I was in a gay bar. And I think that's because I drink more in a straight place.
You'd have to drink more just
to feel comfortable
and to like enjoy the
which
experience.
Is chaos, and don't take that advice. But like that's a coping mechanism that I've developed.
Really? See, I don't know where I'd be more drunk.
It's the hangover for me though.
It's the hangover. The most hungover I've ever been. But I don't know if it correlates to how much I drank.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes it just hits you.
It
and
just hits you.
You're so, like, unwarranted.
And as well, I will say, since I hit, I think from 25, the hangovers just hit a bit different.
I used to be skitting at my sisters when they were like, oh, wait, no, until you're older. I used to be, like, drinking until whatever time and go to work the next day. I'd feel nothing. I'd be out till like 3, I'd have to get up at 6 to do the morning shift in the hotel, I'd feel nothing and I'd work a 12-hour shift. Now, If I have an 8 hour sleep and 3 liters of water before I go to bed, I'm still dying the next day.
It's crazy. And I remember, like, I literally used to go into work when I was working in the cafe in the CUH in Cork. The amount of times I would go in there, like, my dad would drive me in and I'd literally be like falling asleep in the front because I'd still be half cut or whatever. And I remember just going in and I used to have a scream then at work, you know, you'd be kind of whatever. Yeah. And as well, I know this is awful, I used to eat everything in sight. I used to eat them out of house and home inside. And I'm sorry now if you're listening, whoever owns the gaff, Kyle Moore, I think. Sorry about it. But as well, you know what they had? They had the doorstop brown bread. So I used to go in the mornings. I throw on some of the brown, nutty doorstop. Do you know the thick doorstop bread? This isn't a sponsored post.
Like soda?
No. It's just sliced pan. But okay. It's the thickest sliced pan you'll ever lay your eyes on. And it was unreal. I used to lob that into the toaster. Have that, but lace it in butter. Be munching on that. Have a big, huge cup of tea for myself.
Stunning.
When I went in. And then for the rest of the day, I'd just be munching for the day. I popped down to like a tuck shop in the hospital. Then I popped down to that for my... What would be your hangover, like, foodie bits?
It depends on where I am in the world. So...
What are you on about? You're so like, in London.
But if I was in France... Like, when I was in France in the summer... It was a pan au choc the next day with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Because I just felt international.
But I think that's just a standard French breakfast.
But when you're hungover, it hits different. In Ireland, I love a hot chicken roll.
Really?
Like, I'm a hot chicken roll gal.
With a Capri Sun. It's weird. I remember one hangover I was craving and I've never had in my life. Philadelphia.
Ew.
Which sounds ridiculous, but I just had a craving for it. But my go-to hangover munch back home... has to have my can of Coke Zero. And here as well, I have to have my can of Coke Zero when I'm hungover. Two typically these days. It's gone up to two. That's how you know the hangovers have gotten worse, because it's gone up to two cans. Also, I'd love a toasty of some description.
Toasty in Ireland as well, a toasty.
Buttered on both sides.
Obviously.
If my mum has some of that, like the ready-made stuffing in the fridge, that's being lobbed in.
That's chaos.
Oh my God, no. I love it. Waffles.
Waffles.
Not potato waffles. Tato waffles. The crisps.
Oh.
Tato waffles and a Kinder Bueno.
Okay. I don't go sweets. I don't go confectionery.
I don't typically, but later on in the evening I'm having like, because I drink tea all day when I hung over.
Tato waffles at the elite.
Or as well, the Thai onion rings.
Stunning. Have you seen the new filter on Instagram and it tells you what Irish crisps you are?
No, give it to me. Hook it to my veins.
I got Rancheros.
Which I love.
Which I do love, Ranchero. They're the underdog of Irish crisps. Girlies, if all of our international listeners outside of Ireland, you need to get the Irish crisps because yeah. They're way nicer.
Are Rancheros an Irish crisp as well?
Well, they're in this filter anyway.
Or you can't get them in the South, in America.
I don't know.
Like a very southern crisp.
Very southern crisp. Our friend Ailey put this up yesterday. Right, go on, Ailey. Helen.
Do me there. Yeah, my cheeks are red rosacea. Oh my God. Sorry, but all those crisps are
elite. They're stunning. Chickadees.
Now, chickadees be bait into your teeth. The only thing bad about the Rancheros was the Rancheros burps. You'd get bad burps and bad heartburn after the Rancheros. So just a caveat there, girlies, if you're going eating them.
They had Hot Lips on that list as well.
Hot Lips were divine.
Hot Lips are stunning.
And wheelies and burger buns.
I don't know burger buns.
We used to, orange pack.
Banshee buns.
Yellow font. Banshee buns too. Is this a crisp flip? We're on about crisps with the sandwich as well.
I'm down for a pack of crisps.
I love a packet of crisps.
My friend Emma had Banshee buns one day on our story and I text her and I goes, I'm coming over to have them. And she goes, they're gone already.
It's just when you're hungover, you just want them. Oh. It's just, you just want salt.
You just want salt.
Honestly. The thing is, just take me back to when I was working in that cafe. Like, I know I was on minimum wage and like the shifts were long and it was very busy because it was a hospital. But I was just, especially at the weekend, because you know the manager wouldn't be in at the weekend. I'd be, you know, we just had everything at our disposal.
Yeah.
And then I'd go over and see a lot of the stuff, like we'd always be getting the deliveries on a Monday morning anyway. So I'd be eating the maple and pecan plats. I'd be eating the cinnamon rolls.
Dead.
We also used to have cream cakes. I used to just be eating all day.
But you know, I used to be going into the hotel the whole time hungover and eating all the buffet breakfast. Imagine
really?
Going in hungover to the Montani Hotel and they have an open buffet breakfast. We used to have the breakfast. Then we used to take turns of falling asleep underneath the table.
I love that. Ugh.
Now, girlies, you know we love our gab as much as the next gal, but there does become a point when it's like, oh, bit of a problem. This is becoming a bit of an issue.
Bit of an issue. Obviously, Ireland has a bit of a reputation of being fond of the drink.
Fond of the jock.
crack agus cool agus egol, I would say, is part of the slogan for Ireland.
And like, I'm obviously, I like drinking. It's like a fun thing to do. And yeah. I'm not going to be like, don't drink, right? Because that's unrealistic.
Yeah,
but there is definitely times where you're like, okay, I'm actually using this now as a crutch, which is unhealthy.
Yeah, completely. And I think as well, it just has to do with like knowing your limits and stuff. But the thing is then again, like sometimes I've gone past my limits and stuff, so I'd never be like, oh, Jesus, you need to sort yourself out.
I know, but I do think there is a problem in Ireland where people excuse, like, there's blame alcoholism happening.
Mm-hmm. And as well, we need to normalise the thing of, if people don't want to drink, just let them not drink.
I think new generation is getting better for that, right? So, like, growing up, if, like, we were like, oh, I'm not drinking tonight, you'd be like, ah, go on, you'll have one or whatever. Yeah. And, like, the oldies be kind of twisting your arm, especially when you get over 18.
Yeah, and they'd be like, oh, are you on antibiotics and stuff or whatever?
Yeah, and you're like, no, I just don't want one. Yeah. So, like, for now, what I do now is I always go, like, oh, do you want a drink? And if someone goes, no, I go, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I know personally, like, I'm fond of my drinks. I love my drinks. Have my drinks loads of. Have my food loads of, as Miss Phil Toomey says. And there's been definitely times where I've been like, okay, PJ, you're doing it too much. And I felt like I couldn't stop. But I think as well, since getting with Jose, because Jose doesn't really drink.
Yeah, he doesn't. Sure, he doesn't.
And he's been like, sometimes, like, when he's with me, he's like, okay, you're a hot mess. This is not the man I fell in love with. And I don't like being like that.
Yeah, you don't like being her.
Like, I don't like being that fucking crazy, like, drunk bitch. So I did, especially in the last few years, be like, okay, like, you know the one that's one too many, or like, if I'm like having work tomorrow, I'm not going to get smashed.
Yeah, completely.
Before. Now, I let my hair down at the weekends and I have a skate and I have a laugh.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely after learning my limits. But you do have to keep yourself in check all the time, right?
Oh, completely. Like, and just like you, I love going out as much as the next gal and I love my few drinks. I know people might think, oh, two of us, very chatty, very talkative, very outgoing. Have I said it before that I feel like I'm an extroverted introvert?
Shut up.
But you know what I mean? Like, I do like those drinks just kind of to, I don't know, just to unwind a bit, feel a bit less inhibited, and like, just kind of, I just want to forget about it, listen to my Kylie Bops on the dance floor, you know what I mean? You know, because I definitely had, more so when I was younger, instances where I was like, oh Jesus Christ, I was in an awful way last night, I can't remember too much of it. Because there actually was a time when I used to go out, and I used to just be stupid with drink when I like started drinking first.
Yeah.
I knocked out my teeth before when I was drunk, I dislocated my shoulder when I was drunk. Like, I did a lot of, like, stupid shit. Like, I remember one time, I remember being home one Christmas, and I said, this was maybe the first Christmas I was home from London. And I remember one time being locked in town, and I remember, I don't know, I was just locked. You know, because, well, I the thing was, when I first moved over here, I used to be drinking that much, because I used to be able to afford it when I was, like, a student. And then I'd go home, and I'd be seeing all my friends would be home for Christmas, and, you know, you'd kind of get locked
there.
And I remember one time, I went up into the Clarion. I went into the Clarion. I pretended I had a room. Like, because I remember I'd like, I don't know, I think I'd like no money for a taxi home or whatever, and I'd want to be ringing
did
my mum.
Did you get into the room?
No, I did not. I got as far as like the bloody, the lobby, and your mum was going, where are you off? And I goes, my room. And he was like, oh, like what room number? And I made up a number. And anyway, it was just so, and
mortified.
I remember, but I was locked and I was like going along with the shred. And like, I remember then it came to a point where I was like, right, you're actually stupid and it's not even that kind of funny. And especially if I'm going knocking out teeth at the same time. Like, these teeth cost me a lot, you know what I mean? I get the alcohol blues the day after, which is probably part of the reason why I don't like to drink like 2 days in a row, because like, I do get that come down from drink. Like, ultimately, it is a depressant.
Yeah.
So that's why I try and like do it in moderation. Probably when I do it then, I probably could cut down on a few units.
Yeah.
I probably do binge it a small bit, but then like, I still think I know my limits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So there's knowing your own limits, but then there's also like your family and friends, you can see when people are doing it too much. And we do have a lot of comments sometimes that come through about like, oh, my mum's drinking too much or my dad's drinking too much, especially during lockdown.
Yeah.
And like, obviously we can't advise on that because we don't know the situation.
Yeah.
But like, there is always time to be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't drink tonight, or like, do you think we're drinking too much?
Yeah.
Like, chat to them and see what happens. Because you do, especially in Ireland, it is people being like, they just excuse everyone just drinking every night.
Yeah.
So like, oh, I'm just going to drink every night, and I want to be like, oh, maybe you shouldn't drink on a Monday. Yeah,
completely. I do think the country probably, especially the younger generation, are definitely, obviously, more health conscious than we were before. People are kind of looking after themselves a bit more. It's so hard to comment on these last few months, because like
it's harder.
It's obviously people have gone to drink as like a coping mechanism, or like
yeah,
just something to fucking do, really. Do you know what I mean? And as well, I suppose that's one thing when you're out and you're going to a bar or you're a pub in Ireland and you're getting drinks, it is being measured and stuff. You are with your friends and people are kind of going, right, she's had enough,
yeah,
he's had enough. Whereas when you're at home and kind of drinking by yourself, that can become chaotic. So it's just a case of being able to check in on yourself and be like, actually, my behaviour is actually becoming a bit...
And if you feel like you are going down a bit of a hole, like, speak to your friends about it, because, like, they'll help you. Like, the other night, this isn't me being in a hole now, but I drank 3 bottles of wine without knowing it when I was on a Zoom call. And I was like, Kevin, I drank 3 bottles of wine. He was like, I know, PJ, I'm admitting you to A. I was in a bad way.
Like, now, obviously, if that was a thing every weekend you were doing 3 bottles of wine, I'd be like, well, this is definitely an issue. Obviously, that was a once off when you were chatting with the lads who we haven't caught up with in a while. So it wasn't alarm bells ringing. Also, I think...
And it wasn't three, it was two.
It was three. I think you're able to take in more units than I am.
Oh,
because you're a height and
But
I think you'd be allowed more units anyway before.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I am a bit of a lightweight as well. Or am I?
I don't think you can't drink as much as me, but I don't think there's many people who can. I know, I don't want to sound like a brave boy.
I know.
But like,
but you can drink a lot of drinks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all of a sudden it's just...
Now, your crock made a farty noise there.
That was the chair.
What do you mean it was the chair? Oh, sorry, yeah, that was your crock.
But what we're saying is, lads, just like check in on yourself and don't be silly. Like, if you know if it's getting out of control or your friends are getting out of control, just kind of pull them on it.
Yeah.
And there's places you can go if you feel like you do need kind of help with drinking, or if you feel like if you're worried about a friend and you can talk to them.
I would just say take a look at the Drink Aware website, because first of all, I just had a brief glimpse on there because I was trying to get some like statistics and do some research before the app. Someone has to do it in the duo.
You got one stat there, calm down.
I actually got a few, but I can't fucking remember them. There's just so many numbers.
I'm dead.
I'm not good with all the numbers. But they've a load of resources on there anyway, and it's like everything from like, you know, people who are struggling with their mental health and are drinking, like to try and cope with that. Like just a load of like links and things and numbers that you can call and stuff, or just information and stuff. Also, they've that like units calculator.
Don't use it, lads. You can't drink B wine. They want you to drink nothing. Like, you get about half a glass of wine and they're like, that's you for the night. I'm sorry, girlie.
I'd
have that when I'm thinking about what my next drink will be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, not endorsing binge drinking. Hashtag drink aware.
Girlies, hashtag drink aware.
This isn't a sponsored post, by the way, because we wouldn't have been able to say half the things we said.
That's the thing, just as well it wasn't, because they'd have been like, get them off the air now. Do you know what I mean?
Especially when we're coming into Christmas, girlies, there is some resources out there, because I know as well, like, it's everyone's going to be like hitting the drink over Christmas.
Yeah.
And, like, you have your drinks loads off. I need to stop saying that. But like, just make sure that you're like keeping track and you're not going too much.
Yeah, completely.
I feel right that the younger generation just don't drink. Like, they just don't think it's like, Joe, before when you were younger, if you didn't drink, you were uncool. Now I think if you do drink, you're uncool.
It's weird because it was like, because I feel like that's definitely the case with cigarettes, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think it's going that way with them. Because like, there's bars in Dublin now and like in London and stuff that just serve non-alcoholic beer
and
cocktails.
What's the one in Dublin? Virgin Mary, is it?
I don't know.
I think it's the Virgin Mary was the first one. Was that set up last year?
Or like the rise in like there's so many more people buying like alcohol.
Yeah, low alcohol.
Beer or low alcohol beer, it's like a huge category now.
It's because the sugars.
What?
That's what puts me off to drinking the most, is the sugars.
Really?
You couldn't be drinking, having that much sugar in the week. You know, I'd rather a cream bun. Do you know what I mean? Or a pack of Bickies.
I'd rather a donut or a pack of Bickies.
Like, obviously, want my drink when I want my drink, but also at the same time, like midweek, instead of having all those spoons of sugar, give me a cream bun. Do you know what I mean?
I'm dead. I think the main thing we're saying, lads, is don't put pressure on people who don't want to drink.
Yeah.
If you want to have your drink, have your drink. Just track yourself. Be mindful. But if someone doesn't want to drink, just be like, yeah, cool. Do you want a Coke?
Yeah,
like, literally,
exactly.
Like, Kevin doesn't like drinking with his dinner, right? But I love a glass of wine with my dinner. So I'd be like, I'm having a glass of wine, but I know Kevin doesn't want it. So I'd always go, do you want a glass of wine? Just so I don't want to be
certain
rude.
Certain dinners, I wouldn't mind. Like, when I'm on holidays, I like my glass of red wine with my dinner.
But you never have a glass of red, ever.
No, because the thing is, one thing, I mean, this is a talk for another ep. You get the I love that you cook for us. Your portion sizes are fucking huge.
I'm getting better.
Your portion sizes are so big, so the thought of consuming...
Mammy portion sizes, girlies. I'm like an Irish mother.
I can only have the water.
But, like, I'd say to Kevin, like, does he want a glass of wine? If he says no, I'd be like, okay, do you want a Coke? You know what I mean? Like, just offer them a soft drink or a glass of water, you know
Sparkling.
What I mean?
San Pellegrino.
Pretentious.
No, it's not. It's also, stunning.
Gassy bubbles.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the good kind of gassy bubbles.
Okay.
Because you feel kind of nonchalant about it. Because it's San Pellegrino.
Anyway, from fine wines to other things that are getting better with age. On to man.
I was thinking the exact same.
Stunning.
Segue.
Love it.
Go you.
Right, so Nuala's first. Let me grab her. Come on, Nuala girly.
My question today is finally in the big girl job. And I want to get my mum something special for Christmas. Ideas with a question mark. Dear listener, firstly, you know your mum best. And I would imagine you gave her what you could every year. One thing this year has taught me is family is the most important to every mother. Delighted you've had a big girl job. Congratulations. I know you want to give back, but after the year we have had, I think everyone just wants to get back to normal. Go shopping, meet friends, converse, socialise, travel, enjoy simple everyday things. No frills or flounces attached. Again, this year has taught us to appreciate the simple things in life. No money can buy love, happiness, closeness. Now, personally, all I want is to see my family, those I can see. And what better present to give your mom is yourself. To hug, love, enjoy over the holidays. And by the way, I think you will give her all she needs, knowing how happy you are. And how far you have come. Happy Christmas. And I know you will do well with the present.
That's so beautiful.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh God.
Aww. Because my mum is worried that I won't be able to come home for Christmas as well. But like, come hell or high water, I'm going back. If I have to quarantine for 2 weeks, get several tests.
Yeah.
And pay for the vaccine in the back alley. I'm seeing my mum for Christmas. Like, I'm taking her for dinner and we're having a scream.
I am also fretting about the what to get my mum for Christmas because I kind of nailed it with the birthday gift.
But I think what my mum's saying is perfect. They just want to see you. And if they can see you, get them something heartfelt, I think.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I think we think parents, and we think because they're older than us, they're allergic to tech.
Yeah.
But I got my mum AirPods because she's been mad into the walking this year and she'd always be listening to the podcast in the evenings and stuff as well. So I got her the AirPods. I thought she wouldn't have a clue. She's flying with
is
them. Loves them. Loves the AirPods.
Love that.
Yeah, she's going around like a glam bitch, laughing all the people. Laughing at everyone who walks past her with a pair of wired headphones. Stunning.
No, I don't think my mum ever put a pair of headphones in her.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she ever needed
them. Oh. Right, I'm going to give you my mum.
Hi everyone, my question this week is, I moved to Australia 3 years ago. My boyfriend was to follow me out. Make a long story short, he's a home bird. Thought I'd come back and settle in Cork maybe after a few weeks. I ended up loving it and staying, and we broke up. We still love each other though, and we talk all the time and can never really get over each other, even when we're trying to move on. I love my life here, but he'll never make the move. I don't know whether to give up my now home or the love of my life. Help. I've been home for 2 Christmases out of 3. And we ended up meeting up and it's as if I never left and I hate leaving then. So my heart goes out to you. Honestly, that's a very difficult situation, you know, and sometimes long distance relationships do work out. But I'm not sure is that, you know, that's okay if you can hop on a flight to England and see each other or whatever. But, you know, all the way Cork to Australia, it's a very difficult one. And I suppose if you were to return home, I just wonder, in a couple of years, would you begin to resent him, you know, if things didn't work out or weren't working out as he planned? You know, you might be looking back to Australia and saying, oh, the lifestyle, the life, the weather, the job, you know, look what I've given up. And yet I love the fact that you're not questioning that he's a homebird, and neither should you, because some people just love where they grew up and their lives are there. And, you know, I don't think he should be reprimanded for that at all. But I do seriously think that you need to have a conversation about it, because 3 years have passed. The last thing you want is to be in the same situation another 3 years. There's an obvious romantic link and connection between the two of you, but you honestly do need to make a decision and see, you know, whether you cut that and meet other people and date other people and see what's out there. Because I'm a firm believer, you know, there's not just one love in anybody's life, really. I mean, if you go looking for love, you know, there are other people out there for both of you. So I'm sorry I wasn't too much help, but I know the answer lies within yourself. So whatever decision you come to, you know, it will feel right. And I wish you all the luck in the world. Okay, good luck.
I think she was a great help there.
Mm-hmm.
She just laid it down right, and I think she is so right. Like,
yeah.
As well, I think if you do, like, go your separate ways, right, if you're meant to be and if you're supposed to be together,
yeah,
you'll eventually be together.
That's what I think as well. It will happen in a few years.
Exactly. And I don't think you should make a move unless you really want to, because I do agree with your mum, you might resent him.
Yeah, that's what will happen, I reckon.
Because, like, I know me and Jose live, like, long distance. Obviously, he's in Dublin and I'm here, but I would never force him to come here. He'd never force me to come there, because he knows that we want to make the move because we want to, not because we feel like we have to.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, if you can come home and get the ride of Christmas and stuff every few years, you know, will that just suffice? Who knows?
But as well, like, if you feel like you can't be in Oz and you can't stop thinking about him and you want to be with him, like, move back by all means.
Yeah.
But what we're just saying is, it when that romantic, like, fairy tale fades off and you're seeing each other every day, will that still be the same feeling? And will you just be like, oh, now I'm back in Cork and I'm half allergic to you, man.
Yeah, and it's lashing rain. And your friends are putting up pictures of them on Bondi Beach
with kangaroos.
And they're getting chased by the lifeguards who all have six packs. Do you know what I mean?
You're down in Yall and there's a plastic little bag blowing past you.
And it gets stuck to your face. You're thinking, for fuck's sake, why did I come back? No, I'm joking. I think we both think Cork is stunning. So
Cork,
we love Cork. But also,
Oz.
Stunning.
We have to make the trip.
I'd love to go to
Oz. We're doing an Oz tour. We're going Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, because our girlies over there love us.
Yeah, and also I'd love New Zealand girlies, where you at, because I want to go over there because I feel like they're doing it right.
But then if we're over there, we have to go to America and Canada as well, because our girlies are there as well.
We'll have to. You know what?
Start the petition.
We'll do it. Girlies, we're buying the plane tickets. Next year, obviously.
Next year, Oz. Watch the space. Okay, so that was the drinking app. Drink aware.
I'm mad for a drink now that we finished the
app. I am too, but also being cautious of how much drink we consume when we're having the drink.
And also, I was so annoyed to see there's so much sugar in Prosecco.
I know.
There's a lot in Prosecco.
But I'm still going to pop a few bottles over Christmas.
Especially, like, the Prosecco brunches. Do you do the Prosecco Christmas morn?
No.
I think we did it 1 year, and it was kind of like, it was a skit.
Do I do the Prosecco Christmas morn? Well, my mum goes to Mass, and Elaine does the rounds with the Barry's family. And I kind of sometimes just lays around by myself.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Obviously, we all just go to the Mass for the songs.
We definitely do the Prosecco when we're prepping dinner. But we did Aperol Spritz last year, which I loved.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very summer.
I know.
I did a Christmas in China before the time I was on the ship, and
we all know, babe.
Also, never spoke about it, my worst hangover ever was on that ship. Girlies, don't get too locked on a ship, because...
Really?
Well, think about having an awful hangover, right?
Yeah.
And being rickety-rack and thrown around the gaff.
On the ocean.
I remember I woke up and there was gawk all over the gaff, and then this sadistic dance captain was trying to get us to rehearse from the Christmas show. It was October, and I was hanging out my hole, and I was going, are you for real? There's no sign of land. Do you know what I mean? You can't just throw on your Netflix and stuff because you have to pay for fucking Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Honestly, terror personified. Ooh. And then I'm going up, and then... And then you're going down to the crew mess and they're trying to serve you just...
Slop.
But some of it was links, but it was actually all manky.
Also, we never even talked about the fear. We can do a whole ep on the fear.
There's an episode on the fear to come.
It's like an adult boogeyman.
What is the fear? It's the scariest thing ever.
I'm best friends with the fair dude, says
you,
though.
You've been having... My favourite thing to do is to, like... I know it's awful, but I know you're able for it. But enhancing your fear.
At this stage, I wake up and I just have a cuddle with the fair. That's where it's gotten to.
That's where it's gotten to.
As long as I ring Jose and he still loves me, I'm grand. Because sometimes I'd be, like, drunk and being annoying.
Being mean.
Yeah.
And rude to me as well.
Not to you.
No, you have been.
No, you run away from me, so I don't have a chance to speak to you. Kevin does this thing when we're drunk and he just runs away from me.
That was before when I could run away when we were outside at events and stuff.
You still try sometimes.
My worst fear was one day when this chaotic summer when I was teaching summer camps and I was drinking one night, got locked. I had the biggest case of fear. I was going in and had to entertain 40 fucking kids, honestly. And they were all shouting and roaring. And I remember, I feel like they knew, they could see the shame in my eyes. And they were like, no, he was up to some chaotic shit last night and now he's trying to put together a number for the show on Friday. And they knew I wasn't able.
Anyway, girlies, have the best week.
Have a stunning week.
Enjoy your drinks, but be cautious.
Yeah. Also, lockdown is nearly coming to a close. We're nearly there.
Woo!
Don't know what the next steps are yet.
But I know that we can do it, girlies.
We can do it, girlies. We're nearly there.
Anyway, love you all.
Take care, girlies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Take care. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.